Daf is Daf Nun Vav. So we got to the last two lines of Nun Hey Amr Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Chayavim Mishum Tuma, Ella, and going on to Daf Nun Vav now, Ella Orech, Mea Ushmonim, Visheva Rochav, Mea Ushloshim Vichamish. So what it's referring to here is, Rashi explains on the bottom of Nun Hey Amr Beis that one's not Chayav, a Nichnas Tame, one who's Tame, who enters onto Har Bais, he's not Chayav unless he enters into the area of the Azara, which ends up being 187 by 135. Those are the dimensions. The mission, Maseches Milos discusses that. That's the din. And Rashi says on the top of Nun Vav, two lines down, L'me'ute, to exclude the areas of Nichnas L'lishchos ha'b'nuyos chutzalo, if a person enters into those chambers that are surrounding the Azara, u'psuchos l'tocho, shlo niskad shebekedushas Azara, they don't have the kedusha of the Azara, one does not violate an Isser, a Tumah, there's no Chiv Karis for entering the Lishchos, only in the Azara, which again is 187 by 135. So Gemara, two lines down, quotes another Braisa, Tani Tana Kamid Rav Nachman. They taught a Braisa in front of Rav Nachman, Kol HaAzara HaYisa Kuf Pezayim, which is the same amount, 187, Al Rochav Kuf Lamed Hey, 187 by 135. That's the din of the Azara. And again, one who's Tameh, who enters inside, is Chayv. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman responds back to hearing this Braisa, Hachi Amar Li Abba, Abba told me, Kegon Zeh, this area, Kohanim Nichnasim L'Sham, they can enter in, and the Ochlin Sham Kachi Kachim, they eat Kachim Kachim there, V'Shochlin Sham Kachi Kalim, and they could Shech Kachim Kalim, V'Chayavav Mishim Tumah. So he just adds on to the Braisa, not only is there a Chi of Tumah for entering into the area, but that's also the area where Kohanim are allowed to enter. It's the area where you could eat kachim, kachim kachim that is, and it's the area where you could shecht the kachim kalim, because we know while the kachim kachim may be shechted only in the north, the kachim kalim could be shechted anywhere in the Azara, which is this this area. So the Gemara says, Lamute Mai, what's this coming to exclude? Which areas may you not, does not have a din of an Azara? So the Gemara says, Elaim, if you're going to tell me, Lamute Chalonos Delasos Ve'ove Achoma, it's talking about windows or doorways or other the width of the wall. If you're telling me those don't have a din of a azara to them, so then Tanina, we have a mission that tells us hachalonos ve'ove achoma kilfnim that they do have the din of azara. So if you have the azara and there's a window over here, or there's a doorway over here, that actually is an extension of the azara. So that can't be excluded from this area. That's part of the azara. Now, there is a bit of a discussion in the Rambam and the Ravid about the dinim of these chalonos. The Ravid proves from a Gemara and Pesachim, it's not all chalonos. It's only windows that are the same level as the Azar. Now, remember, the Azar wasn't Har Bais, it was elevated. So you had a window that could be on the outside. You could look up into the window, which is actually seeing the floor of the Azar from the outside. So the Ravid says, based on the Gemara, only if the windows are from the outside are the same level as the Azar. But if the windows are higher up, then it does not have a din of a Kedusha. The Rambam says, all.
When you mean higher from the Mishkan?
From the, no, not the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. So from the outside, I look into the window. That window is actually level with the floor. So from the Azara, it looks like it goes right out, so you fall off a cliff, it seems. So if the window is the same level as the Azara, it has a din of the Azara. If it's higher up, or maybe lower, I don't know how it's going to be lower, but if it's higher up, so then it won't have a din of Kedusha. And the Rambam says across the board, all Chalonos have the din of Kedusha, even if it's seemingly raised. So that's the Kasha the Ravid has on the Rambam. So the Kasha Mishnah says, no, the Rambam agrees to the Ravid, he just says Somich, and another Halachi writes elsewhere. But others give different explanations. Some say that no, there's a difference between the windows in the Heichal versus the windows in the Azara. That's part of the confusion about which windows they're talking about. So that's something just to keep in mind in terms of these windows. There's a big sugi about Chalonos. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Ela Lamute Lishchot. What's coming to exclude is the Lishchot, the different chambers we discussed yesterday. That's the whole shaila here. That does not have a din of the Azara. So the Gemara says, wait a second. I b'nuyos b'chol u'psuchos l'kodesh. The Gemara is talking about if the lishchos were built outside the Azara, meaning in a place that were chol, but the entranceway into lishchos were from the Azara. They were offshoots of the Azara. So the din is, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches, this is Midos, I think, right? Maaser Sheni. Okay. Maaser Sheni. Tochen Kodesh, that if they're bnuyos b'chol and psuchos l'kodesh, if even though they're built on the area that's chol, but the entranceway is from Kodesh, it has a din of Kedusha. So it would be considered the Azara. So that can't be excluded. Gemara says that's only Midir Abanan. That Mishnah Maseches, Maaser Sheni, is only Midir Abanan, but Midiraisa, they have a real din of chol to them. So then the Gemara says, "Daraisa lo." You tell me on a daraisa level, these lishchos that are benuyos bechol and psuchos lekodesh aren't chayiv midaraisa. They don't have a din of kedusha midaraisa. Vatanya, the Braisa tells us, lishchos benuyos bechol psuchos lekodesh minayin shekohanim nichnasin l'sham. How do you know the kohanim could enter there? Ve'ochlim sham kachi kachim. They eat there, kachi kachim there. Ve'shirai mincha, and the mincha they eat there as well. Tamalomer ve'chatzer ol moed yochlu. That they eat in the Chatzer Moed. Why is it telling me? We know where to eat it already. So the Torah is saying an extra phrase here, Ribsa Chatzeres Harbe Eitzel Achila Achas, that is coming to include many other areas. So we see from this drasha that one may eat the Kachi Kachim in the Bunuyos Bechol Psuchos HaKodesh, meaning it has a din deraisa of the Azara to them. So again, if that's the case, what's it coming to exclude? What area of the Azara is not part of the Azara? So Amar Rava, Rava says there's a difference. L'achila shiny. So when it comes to achila, that's a whole other world. Meaning what? Normally, these lishchos, these chambers that are benuyos b'chol and psuchos l'kodesh, really have a din of chol to them. The only exception, they have a din of kodesh with regards to achila. With regards to all other areas of halacha, it does not have a din of azara. That's what Rava says. So now, sound like it's mutter to, in terms of tumah, one who's tameh may enter into these lishchos. That's what comes out.
Because if somebody's tummy and one cow is eating
kachim,
you're mixing
tumah. It does seem strange, I guess. Okay, right. It sounds strange. Maybe that's what's motivating. They quote from the Rambam here. The Rambam says, he doesn't say it's mutter for a tummy person to enter these lishkos. He says putter.
Oh, he's not high of chantas or karas.
So they're medayik from the Rambam. He means in putter of al usr to do so. So this way it would avoid that. If one does it, he wouldn't be chayiv. Okay, so that would maybe explain your seemingly contradiction. Now, these areas now end up being very interesting, these lishchos, because... actually, let's wait on that point. Hold on. So the Gemara now says, so aval le'inyan tumah lo. So you're telling me now these lishchos that are benuyos b'chol and psuchos l'kodesh, with regards to tumah, you're not chayiv in them? V'atanya, doesn't the Braisa tell us? Lishchos ha'benuyos b'chol psuchos l'kodesh, this very case... Kohanim nichnasin l'sham, v'ochlin sham kachi kachim, they could eat there, that's all fine. And also, v'ein shochtin sham kachim kalm, you can't shecht kachim kalm, this does not have a din of azara, and yet, and chayav mishim tumah. So it's not only achila that may not be done in this area, rather, achila can be done in the area, but one's chay for tumah. So you can have an achila, meaning it has a din of azara, and also there's a chay of tumah. And we said above that tumah was not v'chlal these areas. So the Gemara says, no, Lav Amris, doesn't this Braisa say, Ein Shochtin, you can't shecht kachim kalam. That tells us that's not a din razara. Achila can be done there, there's a special gzeres kasa by achila. But with regards to shechitas kachim kalam, can't be done there. So just like it doesn't have a din razara with regards to shechita, Tani Nami, we're going to change the Braisa and say, Ein Chayavim. It meant to say, Ein Chayavim Mishum Tumah there. Meaning it doesn't have a din of Azara, these Lishchos. There's only one exception. It does have a din of Azara. That's with regards to Achila. But everything else, with regards to Shechit and Tumah, there is no din of the Azara. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand why Ein Shochtin, I understand the Svara, why you can't do Shechit and these Azara, and these Lishchos. Because Ba'ina Kinegida Pasach Vuleka. Because we saw yesterday's daf that shechita has to be in front of the Pesach HaMoed. We had all those pishpeshim, those little doorways. Everything's Pesach. But the lishchos are off to the side. They're studim, which are not included in Pesach HaMoed. So I can understand why there's no shechita done in these lishchos. How come there's no chi of tumah? It does have a din of azara. It just seems to be an exclusion from Pesach HaMoed that you can't do shechita. But it does have a din of azara. You could eat there, so you should be chayav tumah. How do you just go ahead and change the braisa to ein chayav mishum tumah? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ulatamech, according to your logic here, ein shochtin, you don't shecht it. Now, if you're telling me that there's not kenege the Pesach HaMoed, of course you can't shecht it. That's an obvious point. What's the chiddush? Mi lo askinan de'ika shechita kenegad Pesach is not talking about a case where the lishcha is in front of Pesach al moed, meaning it does have a din of Pesach al moed, and yet you can't shecht it. Because the leka, if it didn't have a din of Pesach al moed, my itzich, what's the chiddush? I don't have to tell me you can't shecht here in Woodmere because it's not Pesach al moed. So if the lishchos were in Pesach al moed, that's obvious. So the fact that Bryson needs to tell me you can't shecht in those lishchos seems to say that it is Pesach al moed, but a special reason you can't shecht. It's not a din of azara. So too, if that's the case, then Tani Nami ain shocht mishum lo kaddish. You can't shecht it because it is Pesach al Moed, but it lacks kedusha. That's a problem. It's not an azara. So therefore, we can now change the brayso to say Tani Nami. According to this logic, ain chayavim. There is no chiyuv of tumah either. These lishchos do not have a din of kedusha, which again means there's no shechita there and there's no tumah. It's only with regards to achila because a special gizeh tzakaza that included multiple places, even these lishchos, even though there's no din of kedusha. So Gemara says, wait a second. So now you're telling me ulachila lo ba'inan keneged a Pesach. Are you telling me that achila doesn't require the Pesach ol moed? It could be anywhere. So v'hat tanya, doesn't the brayso tell us that Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Pishpeshin Hayu Bebeis HaChalifos, the two little doorways we had in the back of the ulam near the locker room, Govan Shmona had a Pesach that was 8 amos high. Why? Kedei lahachshir es azara, in order to give the azara din of Pesach al Moed, lachilas kachim kachim, ushchitas kachim kalim. So we see one of the reasons why you had to have that doorway was to create a Pesach al Moed to allow for eating. So although above, the Gemara assumed that Lish Lishchos, the Achila, didn't need a Pesach al Moed, the Braisa clearly says that it does. Achila does require a Pesach al Moed. And so Gemara just quickly says, Amma Ravina, Sami Mikan Achila. This last brayso, we could remove the word achila. You do not need a din of Pesach ol moed for achila. You could do achila anywhere that the Torah allows. But lav dafka Pesach ol moed. It depends on.
Isn't there a pasuk that there's achila Pesach ol moed? No. What?
Gemara's about to bring it.
So this is the Gemara said haksiv bashlu es habaser Pesach. Oh, well, Moed, Visham Tochlo also. It says with regards to the Mishkan, you should cook the meat and you should eat a Pesach, oh, well, Moed. So doesn't that clearly say that Achila does have to be Pesach, oh, well, Moed? The Gemara says, Shiny, Kache, Ashal, Shiny, that was by the Mishkan, that was a one-time event. But you can't learn a Kache Doros from Kache Shah, and therefore Achila doesn't require Pesach, oh, well, Moed, while the Shechita does require Pesach, oh, well, Moed. So just to be clear now, when it comes to the Azara, which is the 187 by 135 area, everyone agrees that's where Chila is permitted there. Shchitas Kachi Kalim is permitted in that area, and there's a Chiyuv Tumah for entering into that area. The Lishchos off to the side, which are Bnuyos B'chol and Pesach B'kedusha, Psuchas L'kedusha. Now, there are some Lishchos which are not being addressed here, which are actually Bnuyos B'kodesh and Psuchas L'chol. They're built in the Azara, but the entranceway, the exits to the Chol, that has a din of a chol. We're not talking about those. We're talking about where the benuyos, they're built on a makom chol, but psuchos lekodesh, so we said with regards to that, that does not have a din of kedushas azara. Therefore, a person who's tamei may enter there, or at least wouldn't be chayiv karis for entering there. And that means shechita wouldn't be kasha in those areas as well. The one area would be permitted for, the one halacha, is that achila is permitted in them simply because of a gzer sakasiv, but it does not have a din of kedushas azara. So these, yeah.
Just understand. So what? From where do we learn that kachi kachim are allowed on the lishkas arachol? Is because they didn't show any limud. It's just.
What for the achila?
Yeah, it's just a good.
No, but he said because the pasuk said an extra word here. He said bechatzar ol moed yochlu.
So
Torah ripsa chaseres harbe. Many chaseres are permitted, even the chaserets that are not the din of azara. So that was the Gzeres Kasev. So now, these Lishchos led to many questions in the Achronim. They wanted to know, is there a din of Shechut Eichutz? A person cannot shecht the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. You chayv karis for doing so. So what about these Lishchos? On one end, it's not the Azara, but on the other hand, you do allow for eating there. So what would the din be if one did a Shechut Eichutz? So some Achronim suggest it should be similar to the roof. The roof, the halacha is a person is not allowed to shecht kachim there, but at the same time, if one does shecht kachim there, he's not chayv shechut eichutz. So we do have these areas where there's no heter shechita, but there's no eser shechut eichutz. So they think these lishchos would be the same din as the gag. But the Brisker Rav says it's different. Because the gag is at least in the avir, it's at least in the airspace of the azara. Had the roof not been there, and you would have been flying in midair, that would have been kosher. But the lishchalos, which are not in the airspace at all of the Azara, he thinks it would be different than the Gag, and there would be a chiv kares for shechting in those areas as well.
Tumah and the Gag, same thing?
Tumah and the Gag? I'm not sure about the... According to Svara, it would seem that there would not be a chiv tumah on the Gag, then...
If you look at it as the airspace, technically, right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know there's a huge sugya about the gagos valios, these attics and roofs, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Last few lines of the Gemara now. Amud Aleph, five lines. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdumi, minayin ledam shenifsal b'shkes hachama. We know when it comes to a carbon, any carbon, whether it be a chatas, an ola, or a shlamim, so you shecht it, let's say Sunday, you shecht the animal Sunday, and you have to sprinkle the blood on before Sunday night, before shkia. That's the din. So how do you know if one had not sprinkled the blood and the sun set, the dam would be puzzle? Shenemar, it says, Bayom hikrivu es zvacho ye'achel, that on the day you hikrivu, the day you're makriv, you bring the blood closer, should be on the day zvacho, on the day that you did the zvichu, you did the shechita. So the Gemara darshins, Bayom sheata zoveach ata makriv, the day you shecht it is when you're makriv the blood, and Bayom sheata zoveach, the day that you didn't shecht it, meaning Sunday night, which is already Monday, you shechted the animal on Sunday. So already Sunday night, which again is Yom Sheni, it's possible, yata makriv, you are not allowed to be makriv, you can't be zorik the blood. So this is the source that shkia disqualifies the blood. Now what exactly is shkia? What time is that? The pashup shat shkia means the sunset, as we call shkia. If you look at Tosos, halfway down this long Tosos over here, the first word is V'yesh Lefarish. It's very nice in the Masifta, they bold, like the key, like the new paragraphs within Tosos. I don't think you have that unless you have a Masifta. It says V'yesh Lefarish, Shkias Achama Hainu Tchila Shkias Kodem Tesar Kochavim. He says it's referring to Shkia, that's prior to Tesar Kochavim. That's the understanding here. Others, however, say that no, Shkia here might really mean Tesar Kochavim. So there seems to be a debate whether Shkia is a Shkia or Shkia is really referring to Tesar Kochavim. And Tosa goes on to bring a number of different rayas. Now, what's interesting here is Tosa earlier had a question. I don't want to get involved because he really makes a whole big deal of this, but he does point out, he asks, why do you need a separate pasuk that blood becomes disqualified at Shkia? There's another pasuk, Bayom Tzavasa. The Gemara Megillah tells us, how do you know that all karbanos must be taking place Bayom? Because the pasuk is Bayom Tzavasa, you have to do all karbanos Bayom. So that's why you can't do the Zrika at Laila. So why do you have to have a separate pasuk here that the dam becomes possible Shkia Tzachama based on Bayom Akriva, it says Zvacho Yechel, it's based Bayom Tzavasa, that the daytime is all the avoda, not nighttime. So there are a number of nafkminas, they end up saying, one to psul b'chefza, one to psul b'maisa. I mean, Biyom Tzavasa tells me the Maisa can only be done at daytime. But it doesn't mean that the Chefs of Dam is disqualified at nighttime. It just means you can't Zorik it, but it still might be a Kasher Dam at nighttime. So what's a Nafkamina? So there are a number of Nafkaminas. One is they say, let's say that Kohen gets blood all over his shirt, which is pretty common. You shecht the cow, there's going to be blood squirting all over the place. So that blood needs to be washed out from the blood that's there. But let's say he gets blood that's pusle on his shirt, then there is no requirement of washing it. So at nighttime, so had it not been that the dam would be pusle, it just means you can't do zrika, so the blood may have been kasher b'chepta, had it gotten onto the Kohen's shirt, he would have to wash it. But now that we have the pasuk that after shkia, the dam becomes pusle b'chepta, so then it sprinkles on the Kohen's shirt, then he would not have to wash the begadim. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, after the dam has been used, so then there's a din of pouring all the rest of the blood that's pasul into the amma, that little canal in the center of the Beis HaMikdash in the Azara, you have to pour it out. So had it been only based in Biyom Tzavasa, that you can't do Zrika, the dam is still kosher, so then you can't pour it into the amma, it's still kosher. But at the moment we have the din that's a shkia, it's pasul, so then right away you should pour the blood into that little canal. Okay. The Gemara now says last three words on the Amud here. The Gemara, how can you make a drasha biyom hikrivu haimi baile? You need this pasuk to teach me legufe, to teach me the pasuk itself. There's a halacha. What's halacha begufe? The Gemara says, and Rashi points out in the top of Amud Beis here, legufe to teach me lilamed zman achilas shlamim biyom zvichaso mimachras. We know shlamim is unique that you eat it for 2 days. All other kavanos, when ola you never eat, that goes kula kalio, it's burnt up. Achadas is eaten for day one and night one, and then it's burnt the next morning. Shlamim is unique as day one, night one, and day two even. So the pasuk tell me you eat it for 2 days. So it's not available to teach me the drasha of also that the zrika must take place in the same day as the zvicha. So it's not available. So Gemara says no. There are two drashas that can be learned because the pasuk says im kain. If it was just telling me how long to eat it for, 2 days, im kain, name akra, the pasuk should have said, biyom zvacho yechel. Eat it the day umachras. Hikrivu lamli. Why did it say the word hikrivu? That's unnecessary. To make a drasha, shma mina, v'yom shata zoveach atamakriv, v'yom shiata zoveach yatamakriv. To tell me that there's a din of hakrava, the din of zrika is also being learnt from this pasuk. So the Gemara says maybe a different drasha could be made. The Dilma, perhaps we could say hachikamar. Rachman, the Torah is telling me, ikarv dam ha'idna, if let's say you shechted the animal on Sunday, and then you were makriv the dam on Sunday as well, ha'idna, on that day, so then nisachel basar ha'idna ulmachar. So then you should eat the shlamim on Sunday and on Monday. But ikarv dam lemachar, if you sprinkle the blood on Monday, you shechted on Sunday. But let's say you delayed until Monday to sprinkle the blood. So maybe the Torah is telling me, so if you sprinkle the blood on Monday, so then nisachel basar lemachar ulayom acharei, then you should eat the meat on Monday and then Tuesday. And maybe there's no halacha here about it being pasul, being left out after Shkia. So the Gemara says, if that's the drasha, that you could sprinkle any day you want, and the eating is tali on whenever you sprinkle the blood, imkain, the pasuk should have said, nei makra, v'yom hikrivu, yeachel zvacha, yeachel. The day hikrivu, that's when you should eat it. Whenever you do the sprinkling, you count the 2 days from the day of sprinkling. Whether it be Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, you count from the day you sprinkle. Zvacha lamani, why do they say zvacha, which indicates a zvicha shchita? Why mention zvicha at all? Shema amina, to teach me that the zrika and the shchita are tali habaha. V'yom shata zveach, the day you shechted is the tamakrivu, that's the day you have to be makriv this zrika. If you leave it out overnight, it's pasul. The yom shiata zoveach a day, namely Sunday night / Monday, which you hadn't shechted it because you shechted it on Sunday, then the lach will be iata makrivo. You can't be makriv it. You can't be zark the dam because it becomes pasul with shkias hachama. Okay, the Gemara now tells us, yeah.
Implication on the basar when blood becomes pasul in terms of the chiva of the basar.
There's a down thing. So there's a din, the Gemara says in Psachim, that the Kohanim eat it only after the Zrika. That's when the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Karbam. But let's say the Dam becomes Pasul, I think they're allowed to eat it anyways. I think the Gemara says that explicitly in Psachim. Okay, the Gemara now says, two dots. Itmar. Hamechashev le'or shlishi. So when it comes to Shlamim, let's use Sunday, Monday, and Tuesdays as a model. You shecht it on Sunday. You sprinkle the blood on Sunday. So then you eat the Karbam Shlamim Sunday. You eat it Sunday night. You eat it Monday. Monday night you can't eat it, but you can't burn it till Tuesday morning. But Yom Shlishi, Tuesday morning, is when you burn it. But already Monday night, you can't eat it anymore. But the burning doesn't take place until Tuesday morning. Is that clear? So Sunday, Monday, you eat it. Monday night, you have to stop eating it. Tuesday morning is when you burn anything left over. So Itmar, let's say a guy was Mechashev L'Or Shlishi. The Kohen thought to, he had the bad Machshava, to have it eaten Monday night, which is Or Shlishi, leading into Tuesday, which is day three. So what's the halacha? Is that going to be pigel? Chizki amar kasher, it's kasher, that's not called pigel. And Rabbi Yochanan amar pasul, it is pasul, that's called pigel. Why? What's a machlokes? So chizki amar kasher to halo intak lisreifa. It's still kasher because you can't burn it until Tuesday morning. So Monday night, even though you can't eat it anymore, it's not yet right to burn, and therefore it has a kasher din to it, and therefore it is kasher. Rabbi Yochanan amar pasul deha idchei lebachila. Rabbi Yochanan says, granted you can't burn it until Tuesday morning, but already Monday night is an iser to eat. And since it's an iser to eat, having that machshava, that's considered chutz d'zmano, that's outside the zman of being able to eat it. So that's the machloket between Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan. This time period,
the basar is pasul and he's chayav kar, it's both.
The basar is pasul and he's chayav kar. If one who eats it, he'd be chayav kar.
And the one who did zrika also.
The one who did zrika.
Meaning, right?
The one that's zrika of the pigo would be chayav as well. Correct.
Right.
Correct. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, because it's already no longer permitted for eating, but according to Chizkiah, since it's not yet roi for sreifa, it's not a din of pigo. So then the Gemara says a similar machlokas. We have haochel, one who eats laor shlishi, one who eats it now or shlishi that night. Chizkiah amar pata, he's pata for doing that. And in a regular case of carbon kasher, and he just left it out as no sar, and you can't eat it once it's no sar. So if one goes ahead and eats it the third night, which is going to be again Monday night, so he thinks you're pater from a carbon no sar. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv, once Chayv, why? Again, Chizkiah Amar pater de lo intake l'streifa. You're pater from eating it because it's not yet roy for burning. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv because the ha'itchei le'machila. The pasuk said you can't eat it already Monday night, and one would be Chayv to bring a carbon for eating nosa. Tanya Kavase the Rabbi Yochanan, there's a brayser that supports Rabbi Yochanan's position that he thinks that Monday night, Yom HaShlishi, has already a din of psul because it's not roi for eating. So what's the brayser? Brayser Tanya Kavase the Rabbi Yochanan, Kodshim HaNechalam LiYom Echad. If a Kodshim that's eaten for one day, such as a Chatas, Mechashvin Bidamim, Mishatishka Sachama. So the moment a person has machshava to do the sprinkling after shkia, because we already learned before, you can't sprinkle the blood after shkia. So let's say he's shechting Sunday, he has a mind to do zrika Sunday night, that's pigul. When it comes to bebsaron, the eating of the meat, they murim, the parts that go on the karban, mishiyala murashachar. So if you have machshava to do the meat, eat the meat, or to makriv the imurim at nighttime, Sunday night, that's fine, that's allowed. It's not until he has a machshava of Monday morning after alos, that's when it's possible that creates pigul. So that's all in the world of chatas. Let's say kachim hanechal l'shnei yamim v'layla achas, shlamim which are eaten for 2 days in one night, so that's Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday. So how does pigul take effect here? If he's mechashvin b'damim mishatishka chama, when it comes to shlamim, if he has in mind to sprinkle the blood after shkia, meaning Sunday night, that's possible, because you can't sprinkle the blood once shkia comes. When it comes to the emurim, which go on the karban, mishayala mudashachar, when it comes to shlamim, you have a day and one night for the emurim, not for the eating, but for the emurim that go on the karban. So if he had a machshava of Monday morning after alos, that would also be pigul. And when it comes to the basar and the eating of the meat, mishatishka chama shel shnei yamim, the shkia of 2 days, meaning what? You can have in mind Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday, that's all permitted. But once you have Monday night shkia, that already will create pigul. That's the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, already Monday night would have a din of pigul, while Chizkiya argued on Rabbi Yochanan and on this brayso. So seemingly we paskin like this brayso. Okay.
I'm a little confused. Rabbi Yochanan said you were chayiv for nosar already beginning when? The night or the morning?
He says the night time. Monday night. Night.
Doesn't this say regarding the meat? He said it's...
Mishitishka tachama. Right, shkia.
Okay,
Gemara now quotes a brayso, Tanur Rabbanan Yachal Yunuchal Lor Shlishi. One may think that shlamim should be eaten even on the third night, which is going to be in our case Monday night. So again, Sunday you eat it, Sunday night you eat it, Monday you eat it, Monday night you can't eat it anymore. So one may think maybe Monday night you should be able to eat the shlamim as well. Why? Vidinu, it's called the chomer. Zvachim nechal liyom echad, v'zvachim nechal l'shayamim. We have two types of karbanos. We have a chatas which is eaten for 1 day, and we have a shlamim which is eaten for 2 days. So now we're going to make a hekesh. Ma zvachim hanecham liyom echad laila acharem. Just like the chatas, when you have 1 day, it's the day including the night afterwards. It's a full 24 hours. So ma zvachim hanecham laila echad laila acharem. So af zvachim hanecham l'shayamim ne zevach, such as a shlamim that's eaten for 2 days, shouldn't it also be laila acharem? Should be Sunday, Sunday night, Monday, and Monday night as well. The night always is attached to the daytime when it comes to karbanos. So the Gemara says it's a very nice havamina, but Tamalomar, the Pasuk says, v'hanosar ad yom, the nosar until the daytime, yom ba'od yom hu nechal, v'enu nechal lor shlishi. You only eat it during the daytime, and you can't eat it at nighttime. So it's a very strange drush here, how you make to have these words, what this means here. So if you take a look at Rashi, then we'll look at Tosos afterwards. Rashi writes, ad yom. Gavei achilak siv, it says, b'kadoshim, parsha kadoshim, kadoshim to you, it says, b'yom zivchachem yachel, umimacharas v'anosar ad yom, b'ot sh'yom umatachlanu. So it says, you eat it and leave it over until the daytime. Now Rashi ignores the word hanosar. So the way Rashi reads it is, b'yom zivchachem yachel, umimacharas ad yom. So you have to eat it during the daytime only. Now Tosfos says the word nosar is there. You can't ignore the word nosar. Yom is telling me when you burn the nosar the next day, the yom isn't qualifying when you eat it. So look what Tosfos writes here. Tiba maskel tamalomer ad yom. He first quotes Perish Bekuntres. Rashi writes, B'yom zivchachem yeachel mimacharas v'anosar ad yom shlishi b'od yom b'od shu yom tochelana. So kasha, the nosar hifzik einim. It says the nosar is daytime, but that has nothing to do with the eating before that. So Rav Rabbeinu Chaim Mifarish ad yom hashlishi velo yom hashlishi bechlal imkein einachal b'leil shishi. It's ad velo ad bechlal. That's what it means. It says in the pasuk. Where's the pasuk on the side here?
But I understand. So why are you excluding the night?
So one second he says b'yom zivchachem yachel u'mimacharas Vanosar ad yom shlishi be'esh isarif. So it says ad yom shlishi, but not on the below, but not shlishi included. So it says that Nosar already has a din before Shlishi begins, which is Monday, right before Monday night. That's already a din of Nosar. Even though practically we don't burn it till Tuesday morning, already Monday night is considered not included in the Heter
Achilah. Yom HaShlishi is meaning even the night of the Shlishi.
Exactly. The daytime doesn't mean the sunrise. It means,
right, it means the actual day.
Halachic day.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Gemara has a Havamina Yacha. One may think that Yisraf Miyad, you should burn it right away. That means Monday night. You should burn it immediately. Why wait till Tuesday morning? Vidinu, and this makes sense as well, to burn it right away Monday night. Because Zvachim Necham L'Yom Echad, and there's Zvachim Necham L'Sheyavim. We have two types of karbanos. Those that are eaten for one day are chatas, and those that are eaten for 2 days are shlamim. And Ma Zvachim Necham L'Yom Echad, just like the carbon chatas that's eaten for 1 day, a day and nighttime, and takef l'achila sreifa, the moment you can't eat it anymore, which is Monday morning, that's when you burn it. So then, so too, af zvachim hanecham l'shtayamim, a carbon that's eaten for 2 days, namely a shlamim, take up l'achila sreifa. So you can't eat it anymore Monday, right before nightfall. So just when you stop eating it, the heter eating, that's when you should burn it at nightfall, Monday night. Just like the, again, just like a chatas, the burning is immediately after the heter achila. So the burning of shlamim should be immediately after the heter achila by shlamim, which would be at nighttime. At the daytime, dafka b'day, b'yom you burn it, b'yom atah sorfo, v'yata sorfo b'layla, but you can't burn it at nighttime. So interesting Shar Melech here, he quotes a Tosus in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled, that says that women are chayiv in burning kachim. If there's any noser, they have to burn kachim. So Shar Melech says, is it mitzvah asay? She has ma'an grama. It's only by yom you could burn it based on the sugya, not b'layla. So he answers based on the Tosfos by Bris Mila. The Tosfos writes in Daf Chav Tes and Kedushim that Bris Mila, according to one opinion, is that Mes Asay Shalav Nav Zman Grama. Ah, isn't his Zman Grama? You can't do it before the 8th day. Once the 8th day comes, you could do it day and night, anytime you want. So too, the first time you could do Nosar burning is daytime. But let's say you miss daytime, you could do it nighttime, daytime, nighttime, daytime. You could do it whenever you need to, and therefore it would not have a din as man grama.
You can do it even 4 days after?
Yeah, I ideally do it as soon as possible. But once the day three comes,
whenever you
can. So that's a big machlokus, how to understand zman grama. Is zman grama when the zman is garim, cause it to kick in, or if it's limited, when it can be done? So this has to be assuming that it's whenever it's limited, it can be done. Even though the zman kicks it off, it's garim by v'yom ha'shlishi, that's not zman grama, because you could do it 24 hours every single day after that point.
You could say another sefer, like Rav Shlomo Kluger says by Yiddish Levana, about how It's the Maisa. So here it's the Maisa HaKrava that then creates the Zman after, like a couple days later. It's not the Zman itself that brings about the mitzvah.
That's interesting. This is it's both, because when it comes to Kish Levana, Rav Shlomo Kluger says, it's not, there's a whole discussion about women being Chayv in Kish Levana or not being Chayv in Kish Levana. So some say they're not Chayv because it's mitzvah Aseh Sheh Zman Groma. So Shlomo Kluger writes in his Chachma Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch that no, it's not Zman that's Garim Kish Levana, it's when you see the moon, when you see it. It's a Maisa. Happens to happen the few first days of the Chodesh, but it's not the Zman, it's the Maisa. So I'm saying here as well, it's a Maisa of Hakrava, but it's a Zman that's Talion on Maisa. It's a different, you can maybe say the same thing, but it is a jump. That there's a Maisa that then creates its own time period. Okay, fine. The Gemara now said in the Mishnah, new Mishnah tells us, HaBechor VaMaisa VaPesach, these are three types of karbanos that are Kachim Kalim. They're similar to Shlamim in that they're low-level Kachim, but they have different dinim. Firstly, shchitas and bechol makom. That's by any kachim kalam can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. The 87 by 135 area, plus the not the Azara. So Azara's are not included. Rather, the lishchas are not included. Bechol makom be'Azara is permitted. V'daman taon matana achas. These only require one matana. U'bilvad shi'itein kinegad ha'yesod. Has to go in one of the corners that have a yesod, which are all three. The one it doesn't have is the fourth one, is the southeastern corner. It does not have a yesod. And then Shina Bachilas, but each of the three have a different way that it's eaten. Habechor Nechal Lekohanim, the Bechor is only eaten by Kohanim, and the Meiser is eaten L'chaladim to every single person. So now, just stop here just for a second, look at Rashi. Rashi says that HaMeiser L'chaladim Shalom Atzinu Lo B'Torah Shinasin L'Kohen. We don't find anywhere where you give a Meiser Behemah, it's referring to a Meiser Behemah. A Meiser Behemah is when you have your flock, and you take every 10th animal, you count, you give it a little mark on it, that's a Meiser Behemah. So that's a carbon, but it's eaten by the owner. So we don't find anywhere that you have to give this to a Kohen. So there is a Ritva that Masach HaShabbos that says no, you actually do bring it to a carbon. It's a these are one of the Matnos Kuna. The 24 Matnos Kuna, and this is not listed as one of them, but he's Mechadesh, the Ritva says that it is Eden, rather it's given to the Kohen. So they all ask, but wait a second, the Mishnah clearly says here that Maaser is L'chol Adam. So how could the Ritva go against the Mishnah that says it's given to everyone, and how could he say it's given to the Kohen? So I think the way they explain it is that the Ritva says, you give it to the Kohen, but he could eat it, share with whoever he wants. The din of Zroa L'chaim V'keva. Zroa L'chaim V'keva is a pasuk in Shoftim that says every single chulin animal that we have, a chulin animal, you have to give the Zroa, which is an arm, L'chaim are the, like the cheeks, and Keva is the stomach, you have to give it to the Kohen.
Even if you're shechet to eat.
Even you show, yeah, shechting animal to eat, you give Zroa L'chaim V'keva to the Kohen. Now, even though it's Manos Kuna, it doesn't have a din of Kedusha. He can share it with whoever he wants. As opposed to Truma, that only a Kohen can eat Truma, the Zerol Lachayim Akeva, you give it to the Kohen, but he could give it to anyone. So Ma'is Behema would have the same din that you give it to the Kohen, but it's Mutter L'chol Adam. Okay, so then the Mishnah continues to say, that's a din of Bechor, that's a din of Ma'iser, and Ne'achol and Bechol Ha'ir, it's eaten anywhere in the city, Bechol Ma'ichol, with any way you want, L'shnei Yomim V'Lal Echad, you have 2 days and a night, just like Shlomim, to eat it. Now the Pesach, the Karm Pesach, of course, is very different. The Pesach is Eino Nechal Ela Belaila. You can only eat it at nighttime. And Eino Nechal Ela Chatos. You only eat it until Chatos. Machlok is whether that's a Dinder Ice or a Dinder Banan. When it comes to Karm Pesach, Machlok is Tanayim. And Eino Nechal Ela Lemenuyav. As we know, only those who have been counted as part of the guest list. Rashi has an interesting comment here. The Menuyav, four lines up, he says, Shim Nimnu B'dmei L'Kichasa. So the Brisker Rav points out, based on this Rashi, it's not sufficient to just be added onto the guest list. You need to buy into this. You need to invest. You need to be a partner in this carbon to be part of Lemenuyav. That's what he writes. And then finally, the Mishnah says, "Ve'enu nechal ela b'tzli." We all know you can only eat the Karim Pesach if it's roasted properly.
Interesting that they mention them together. Maybe the Gemara would last, right?
With the Pesach with them?
Yeah.
Well, they're similar in terms of their kachim kalim.
Right. What you can eat right. Them, but everything else is very different.
Right. In Echanami.
There's a, I think it's where Parham says, "Oh my God, about kol dech v'nei sevi'echol," and they ask the kasha about how could it be you're not minoy already, so how could it be anybody want kol dech v'nei sevi'echol? And he says, because it's going to Tosefta's, I think like Rabbi Shmuel holds Yish Breira.
If a retroactive, you could say.
But if you hold, you need damim.
Right. Unless you pay, you can't pay in Yontif. And there might be a din, possibly you can. In light of his question, is halacha normally you can't buy things on Shabbos? You can't make transactions. You can't give gifts on Shabbos or Yontif. The Gemara admission Beta says because it looks like Nakuchemem cards, you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. But when it comes to Davar Mitzvah, you're allowed to. So let's say, for example, on the first day of a Sukkos, you have a lulav. You have to have lakachtam. You have to own lakachtam lachem. I have to own it. Now, you didn't buy a lulav for a yantif, so you want to have the mitzvah. So I'm allowed to give you a gift to perform the mitzvah of lulav. So they all ask, but you can't give matanos, you can't give gifts. So they say, no, for a davar mitzvah, you're allowed to. Or a similar case, they say, let's say a guy has a keli, he didn't do tefillas kelim. And there's the only pot he has, or only plate he has, and he can't use it on Shabbos, because he didn't do tefillas kelim. So the guy, you give it to a guy, isn't it a matanah, you can't give matanah? No, because it's a davar mitzvah, you're allowed to give. So here as well, perhaps you could say, even though he says Demela Kicha, I would imagine giving a gift would also be sufficient.
Maybe you don't have to, Tavura would give him a gift.
Yeah, I'll give you a gift. Have a chalik in this, and even though it's a matana, you could be zochen in that way. That's my guess. Another example, matzah. Matzah, lakachtam lachem. The Sfas Emes says, based on the Gemara in Sukkah, it doesn't say matashem, but it says lachem lachem, if gzer shava. Just like you have to own the lulav, you have to own matzah as well. So what happens, the Baal Bas buys matzah for the family, but he doesn't give everyone their chalik. It's, I own it. I paid for it. So how do you get your matzah to be lachem? So the many gedolim write that a person should make a tanai in the beginning that whatever matzah comes to your table, to your plate, that's yours, you own it, that's lachem. How do you be a makne something on Shabbos? Elamai, when it comes to a davar mitzvah, you're allowed to be makne things. So here as well, when it comes to Karim Pesach lachora. Let's look at the toast on the bottom here, Dibur Maschal Pesach. HaPesach Eino Nech, I know it's late, and then we'll read the Gemara very, very quickly. Tema. Listen, Nami Eino Nechal Ela Matos Umroim. A very clear something they miss from the mitzvah. Pesach is eaten with matzah and mara. Why don't they list that in the mission? It's another difference. V'tir Tarav Rabbeinu Chaim, Delo Chashev El Davar Shekinegdo Bekadshim Hu Chelak Mahem. Has to be something that exists, that's on the radar for other types of topics. Matzah and mara is a whole other another halacha. Dishar Kadshim Nechal B'yom V'layla Ad HaYom. I mean, all the things that were addressed were things that they had pretty similar categories with other karbanos. Matzos and Morim is a completely different category that just wasn't on the radar here to be discussed. That's all a very simple solution.
Aren't there karbanos on the other Mishnayos that we learned that they should come with Nesachim and with Menachos and all that stuff, and it wasn't mentioned either? Right?
But that, I think, is they all have that same exact din. Why that's not mentioned is a good question, though.
Meaning the same thing as Matzah Merah, you should ask that, you know, this one comes with...
Yeah, with, it could be that those are considered ancillary to the karbanos, and that's why it was left off, which is like what he's about to say now. He says, number two answer is, Inami lo tana mitzvah samarorim v'dein ma'akvin. Inami lav mitzvah de gufe. They're not intrinsic to the carbon. Maybe that would be the explanation why Nesachim are left off the list as well. Let's read the last few lines of the Gemara here. It moves pretty quickly. Man tana who authored the Braisa that says that the halachas of Maaser Pesach are all with one zrika alone, like the Bechor. So the Gemara says, must be Rabbi Yosef Glili, Detanya, Amar of Chista, Rabbi Yosef Glili, he Detanya, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Omer, Chelba lo nemar, el chelbam. When it comes to talking about sprinkling the, throwing the fat and the blood for the Bechor, it doesn't say Chelbo, it's Chelev, it says Chelbam, meaning multiple karbanos. So what other multiple karbanos is it talking about? It's in the context of Bechor. And similarly, it says, Damolo nemar, then say sprinkle the blood of it, el damam, their blood. So which of their bloods are referring to? It's referring to the Bechor, no? So the Gemara answers, Limeid al Bechor Maiser upesach, shetunim matin damim ve'emurim legavim mizbech. When it says damam and chelbam, it's including also Pesach and Maiser, even though it's not mentioned. And just like the Bechor requires a zrika and requires a haktara, so too the Bechor, the Maiser, and the Pesach. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.